Achazu v'yachazu. Or to machamura to rakal or to makala both of them. Adlekelav, as long as it's fit for dog tidi, it's still have tumur on it. Yeah, so then the question is, hochazel kelav is fit for kelav tidit over here. So if it's a kash, it's fit for kelav tidit. So who then this dam should still have a tumas the master on it? Even though smagid good as both of believed, but it took up those things. If you hold the tumas command isadam, it should have a tumas the master on it. So what says kash and chrami? According to Rabbi Yechonon, will be a little bit of a kash, or according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now the Gemara says gufa. What we just said before. That the Bar Poda holds and says, Tumma Chamura Adlager, that a Tumma Chamura, the Russian name is a Tumma Samasa, his Kozman is fit for Ger, Tidid has Tumma Samasa. The Tumma Kala means Tumma Samagish Shubayad the Kelev. Rabbi Yechonon says no, Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Achazu Viachazu Tumma Kala, Tumma Chamura Adlakelev. They both have the Tumma, and Tumma is not fit for Dor Tidid, but Kozman a Dor Kidid, he still has this Tumma. Moshe says, now my time with the Bar Poda. What's the reason of Bar Poda? My time with the Bar Poda. The Yisrib, because the Pasuk says, Lo yisoich lo kol nevelo lager. You should not eat a nevelo, but rather you should give it to a ger. A ger doesn't mean a real ger, a Jew, it means a ger teshev. He's only mekabel not to be able to avoid the zera, but he's still a goy. So the Torah says clearly, what should we do with a nevelo? Give it to a goy. So we dash in, Haru yelager kru nevelo. If it's fit, this piece of meat for a ger to eat it, that's called the Istan Nevela on it. But Vishay the Rula Ger, if it's Serucha, like Kid is done, it's spoiled already, it's not fit for Great Tidit even, for Ger Tidit, therefore in the Kuru Nevela, it's not called a Nevela. That's Pshat from Bar Poda, why according to Tesis it means the old Tumas Nevela goes off it. Once it's not fit for Ger Tidit, it has no Tumas, not Magra, not Masa. According to Rashi, it's only the Tumma Masa goes off it, but the Tumas Magra still has them. Now the Gemara has Vidach, what does Rabbi Yechonon do with this? How could he say still has a tumas mass on it? Either Pasuk says lager. So the Gemara says Vidach lemutei hecha dechasera dehasricha mikara. If at the beginning when the animal died, like even right before the animal died, its meat was spoiled, wormy already, so it was never fit to be eaten in the first place. For again, then it has no tumma. That's from Rabbi Yechonon. If when it died it wasn't fit and echanami, then the tumma is not chal. Rabbi Yechonon just told that if a shasta behemah died, it was in the vela, that at that time it was fit for a ger to eat it. So even though later on it becomes spoiled and the ger cannot eat it anymore, Rabbi Yechonon holds the tumma doesn't go off it. But if it's sricha mikara at the beginning, as soon as it died, right away it was masriach, that the yeast is not chal in the first place, even Rabbi Yechonon agrees to that also. What about Bar Poda? Maybe Rabbi Yechonon is right. Maybe the Pasuk only comes for Sricha Mikara. So when it says Vidach means Rabbi Yechonon holds Hesricha Mikara, Bar Poda means holds Hesricha Mikara. I don't need a Pasuk for that. If it's Mesriach Mikara, he holds Pshita. Leitzor Kura Lamutai. Why? The Gemara says Afra Biyam is Mamish dirt. So we understand as dirt, that means nothing. Therefore, we don't need a Pasuk to remind it. So here it's the Machlokes Bar Poda and Rabbi Yechonon. Another Gemara says, Tanan runs in our Mishnah, we have Lezze ben Yaakov Oime, Behema Gasa, Fat Behema, Sheshof was Chalor was Dam, it lets out a clot of Dam. Harezu to cover. You have to bury the clot of Dam, not to be afraid the Uber, the Bechor is there. And when if Teres min HaBechor, the next kid it has is not a Bechor anymore. For Tony, Reb Chiyeni, Metamal of Magal of Masa, that this Chalor is Dam has no Tumas, Naba Mag, Naba Masa. Now, Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi said, what's the reason why it has no tumor? Bishum bitter brave no gubba. Rabbi Yechonon before said the reason is that the steepest dam is bottle brave. That's why there's no tumor maga out the uber shaboy, out the mevela shaboy. Now, the question is, my ear, Mishum bitter brave, why do you have to come on to say that there's a din bitter brave on this chererus dam? The chura typically below yischazi klau. Like we just said, according to Rabbi Yechonon. But the Pasuk says there has to be a real ger, and we dash in the means of Sricha Mikara. If the behemoth died or here, when the dam comes out, it's not right to be eaten by a person. So therefore, it's like a Sricha Mikara, so pshit it has no tumas nevela on it. So what does the Yechonon say the reason why this dam has no tumas? Because it's bottom rave, typically it's Masricha Mikara. So Mar says, no, a Svara, I tell you, Hanami Yifchazi Mikara, no, here at the beginning, this dam, when it was in the mother's stomach, it was fit to be eaten then. Agavime, meaning to say, if a girl would cut up the baim and eat it, he would eat the dam in the baim also. He's not makbid on dam. They eat the blood. So when they eat their meat, they eat the blood in the meat also. So therefore, the beginning, when this chavor is down, this ubu is inside the stomach, at that time, even though at that time it didn't have a tumas nevela yet, but kopon amashim hashem nevela it had then. Just as the tumas is not chal when it's inside the mother's stomach, but hashem nevela it had. And at that time, that nevela was edible by a gear. So that's considered, this is called, that it had hashem nevela on it, and it was called edible by a gear. So even the later, when it comes out, it's mesriach, but kopon amashim hashem nevela it would have tumas nevela on it. So the only reason why it has no tum is only because it's bottle brave, bitter brave, nagabah. And now with the kash, the bitter brave should only help for the tumas magishabai. But for the tumas masashabai, when you're carrying the whole thing, the maisa, you have a short carrying, you should have a tumas masa, so we buy by kasha before. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosam. We learned the Mishnah Machshir, and it says, we have Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Tzir tohor. If you have tzir, this brine, that's tohor, that you bought off an Amoritz. And either one of two ways, Rashi says. Either, like we learned before, that you made Hashoka B'mayim, and Hashoka B'mayim helps that it remains Tohor. Or else the Pshat is no, that it was Tohor at the beginning. And right now the case is, Shenofla Toich B'mayim Kol Shutame. That little bit of water falls in, a little bit of Talmudic water falls into it right now. So, we say takets tame, or shenof or toich amayim kosh, a little bit of water falls into the steer now, then it's tame. Why is it tame? So Rashi says one or two pshatim. Either you learn that at first there was some tomedic water there, but that was bottle brayv, and now when you put a little bit more water there now it's chayzev neyer. So if you are tum is chayzev neyer, that's why the steer is tame, because of the water is tame. And if you don't know, once it's bought, it's not chayzev neyer anymore. So Rashi said, then you have to learn here that this little bit of water that fell on now was talmudic water. So kids, when the water falls into the tzir, now we do not say there's roiv tzir here to say that the water is bottled to the tzir, it's not tamei. But rather we say, no, that there's enough water now to make it like at least mach to mach, or else to make it roiv water. So we consider like it's water now. But since this drop of water falling in now is talmudic water, it's metamadot here. So now, why do we say this, that there's so much water there already? The Chori is putting a little bit of water into tzir, into this fish brine. So when it says, Amar Rav Nachum, Nachum it says, Amar Rav Barahua, that Zay Tzimes, we have a proof to say, that Nechshadu Am Yoretz, Larev Machtza B'tzir, that when Amoretz, when they sell that tzir, their fish brine, they put in 50% water. So true, before the water fell in, it was 50-50. Now that a drop of water falls into it, it becomes rave water, and therefore has the same water on it. So when talmudic water falls in now, it makes the first water tamei. Or else the old story we had before in Rashi, that's chayzev neyer. The original drop of water that was tamei before was bottled, but now it's chayzev neyer. So the question is, v'lom mali machza, what do you have to say that before there was 50% water? There's 50% tzir, afilo botzimi machza nami. Let's say there was a little bit less than 50% of water. And v'hani masha, this little bit of water that you're putting in now, heavily palga makes it 50% water now. And therefore, palga la bottle, also it's not bottled the same water. That's why it becomes tummy. Like, why do you have to say there was 50% water before? And now when this little bit more water comes into it, it's like rave water. Let's say before there was a drop less than 50% of water. But now when you put a drop more water in, now you make it 50-50. And 50-50 is not bottle, so it has a shame water here in the seer, and therefore that water becomes tame. So my answer is like this, I'll tell you, don't say with mamash machta 50% water, but say it was close to 50% water before, a drop less, and now with this mashu water, now it becomes 50%. He boys him before I can tell you what it is. He boys saying tumas amoris to rabbonin, that this tumor of an amoris, and amoris touches, gives us his water. That we said, Tommy, it's only with the rabbonin, it's not a vada, it's only with the rabbonin to get tumor. That if you question, maybe he was Tommy. And also tumas mashkin rabbonin, that water bechlal makabel tumor, it's only with the rabbonin. At least like one man the Yom Gemara Pesachim Rashi said, the Parakam the Pesachim. It's only with the rabbonin that mashkin is makabel tumor. And Echnami wants the makabel tumor, with the rabbonin has the mechom the tumor. That even the sheni makes the rishon the tumor. But I call rabbonin mashkin is only makabel tumor with the rabbonin. If so, the ruba goes to rabbonin. When will the rabbonin go? Is that this tumor the water could be matama the other water? Only if you have rave water here. But the Palga goes about Rabbanu. The Palga Rabbanu to make a Gzairah. The Palga there's no Gzairah, and therefore we say, the Palga there's no Gzairah, therefore the water will not become Tummy. Therefore the only reason why the water is Tummy is because before, by the Amorites, it was 50% water, 50% brine. And now that you throw a little bit more water in, now it becomes rave water. Therefore, that's the loch. When you have rave water, now we say it's mekabel tumah, and that's the loch that this hotzir now is tummy. Now the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, halakeach behema minika. If you buy a behema, that's milking, that's nursing. Minavik chavim ofagoi. So ain chayshin, you don't have to be afraid to say that shema b'no shalachera soya. Maybe that this kid that the cow was milking is a different baby from a different behemah. As if to say maybe this cow did not give birth yet. And therefore when you buy it now, the first kid it has is a bechor. You don't have to be afraid. But rather we say min astam, that since you buy a cow that's nursing, we say the kid that is nursing is his own kid. And therefore when you have another kid, it's not a bechor. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe this is somebody else's kid. If it's somebody else's kid, then so how is it nursing to be choshed? Maybe to say because it there's a miut that chaleves, even though they're not yoledes. No, we have a right to say, of course, it's nursing its own kid, and therefore there's a pturim b'chayra. Now, nichnas ledileg el nichnas letaychedris. Somebody goes into his flock of sheep, for one he sees that some of akirois, the ones, the younger ones that did not give birth. This was the first time they gave birth. They have a bechor there, and they saw these young mothers like that are nursing menikos. They saw them nursing their own kid, which grew that kid as a bechor. They shamed them of curious, and they saw the other cows that are not young, older ones, menikos, they're also nursing. So ain't chesh, you don't have to be afraid that shema b'no shalzu bolo yetzuzu, to say that this young mother, when she's nursing, maybe she's nursing somebody else's kid, it's not really bechor. To say when the older one is nursing, maybe it's nursing a bechor from a different one. You don't have to be chashul at that. And rather we say the one that is nursing is his own kid. Therefore the young mother that the first time he gave birth, that kid takes is a bechor. And the one it's nursing is not a bechor, it's a poshut. You're right, like the Shtarach HaZaka, the way you see it, that they say this one is a bechor and that one's not a bechor. You don't have to be chashul for me, yet maybe they got switched around. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman said, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, something like Yusuf Stambi, Omer Rav, that Hilchasa Bekuli Perkin. We paskin all the halachas, all the mishnayos, and now a perik, we paskin again in Mishnah, we paskin that way. Barmi Plukta, unless there's a machlokes, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, then we don't paskin like it. But any star Mishnah, now a perik here, we paskin like them. So Omer says, Omer Rav Sheshi said, that Amina, I say that Kinayim v'shochiv Rav Amal HaShmaita. That Rav said this when he was like dozing off, half sleeping. No, it doesn't make sense what he said. Because, which Mishnah did Rav have to tell us that the Loch is like that Mishnah? Let me want to tell me a ratio in the first Mishnah. Miflag. There's a machlokes of the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and a machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If you buy your behemoth off a guy and you have a stop of whether he gave birth or not, whether it's a bechor or not, by A is by Rachel, 2 years, 3 years, Koshivatina, if we had a machlok is the first Mishnah. So that's not where Rav says we passed on that first Mishnah. Elawat ad Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. On the Mishnah before about Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that he said that Behema Gasa Sheshofos Chereres Dama Rezo Tikovim to him, and Abachor, the Mishnah before we had, that Rav meant to say we passed on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So we asked the question that Mishnah Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanoki. If Kavanoki, Rashi says, means clear and pure, Rashi said, like Yitzhak L'Rav Lashminin. Rav does not tell us we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Kavanoki says, Mat, we have a few times, Shahuska, Omekhem Sumotim, Umashom Anoki, it's pure. Shalok Amos, you paskin like him. It's a lachu, you don't need, Rav teaches Halok of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So what is Rav teaching us? Elawat out of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who is going to Rav Shimon Gamliel, our mission over here. It says Lachech Beimim and Nikum and Avos Chavos Al Mishnit for the Pasla and the Pasla and the Al Mishnah. So Mar says no, it's not true because Miflag Polo the Brisa. We will soon see it's a Machlek, it's a Plukt in the Brisa. So Zalachur, then Rav also says we don't pass like a Sam Mishnah. Only when there's no Machlek, but there's Machlek, we don't pass in. So where does Rav teach us we pass in like this? For a sevelet must be Ad Reb Yosi ben Amishum. That's the next Mishnah later. Amor says, "Oh, my Rav Chodazim, Rav already said that one time. The other one, Rav says, 'Uchas Rav Yosi ben Amishulim.' We pass Rav Yosi ben Amishulim." And Amor says, "Asar Bamum, the Shalom can use it here, or for Bamumanat. Asar Bamum, these are all mishnas we'll have later." So the Amor says, "No, Miflag Pligi, Akiva ben Mahalo and Rabbanan. It's also Machlekes over there we'll have later between Akiva ben Mahalo and Rabbanan." So where does Rav teach us that we pass like our star Mishnah? So Mor says, yes, Liyel Amili Rav meant to say for now Mishnah over here. Liyel Amad Rashim Megam Liyel. It's a machoikis in the Braisa. So Mor says, Volker Mashman, this is what Rav meant to teach us. The Braisa Loi Plukti. Adati, we learned in the Braisa, Rashi says, Loi Cheshiv, it's not Choshiv, Plukta. The Chivin, since in our Mishnah doesn't say any machoikis, Hilchosaka Vosrei. So the Rav is teaching us that we take a paskin like our Mishnah over here. We paskin like Rav Yoshua ben Gamliel. Yeah. Now, v'chivon diyom Rav hilchosa b'kula pirkin barmi plukta halach. Once since Rav said this memory over here, do we paskin like any star Mishnah perik? If so, halach Rav Yosef ben Meshulam lomeli. How come later, right after 6 we paskin like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam? It's a star Mishnah.